people, we're back.
And we have a lot to discuss. Testing is over. F1 is just around the corner. A few days to go. Just a few days to go. And a lot has changed around the grid. Like parts.
Colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Weird colors. They've all made a return to F1.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So let's start with what do you call this? A testing report?
It's weird things happening report.
Okay.
Because a lot of weird things have happened this testing. I was like completely blown away by the changes. And you will see why.
Yes, you'll see why. Okay, so let's start with Mercedes. Mercedes, who came up as the favorite even after the regulation changes, they came up with significant changes to the bargeboard area in the testing. They had this normal stock car, and then they changed it with flaps and carbon fiber and complicated edges. Really complicated edges, the kinds which would be on your screen right now. These are the places where they changed everything about the car. They added flaps, bits, carbon fiber pieces, all to change the airflow around the car and make it more aerodynamic. Here's the thought behind this. Is it too complicated? Because in racing, when they're racing, they can hit each other and these flaps will fly off. It will cause danger to other cars. It also makes the car a bit too complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what you get when you have junkyard wars between your engineers. You know, let's put more stuff. It will look ugly and it will be dangerous, but we'll just put because it's making our car fast.
You don't like the look of this car, do you?
Okay, no, I liked the car before all these extensions. Today, I honestly saw it and I was like, what did they just add there? And secondly, wasn't it fast enough, this car? They have to add things over it.
Now it's faster. It's faster now.
Where will you go? To the moon. We are in Azerbaijan, now we are in moon.
Well, okay, Ferrari. Well, let's talk about the media blackout of Ferrari. Ferrari has just said, we're not going to talk to the press. So we don't know what's going on over there. However, they look sharp, they look fast. And nobody told Kimi Raikkonen about the media blackout because everybody expects Kimi Raikkonen not to say anything. However, after he set one of the fastest laps, he was very happy about Ferrari. And that's the only information we got from Ferrari that they most probably are going to challenge Mercedes. Definitely they're going to challenge Mercedes.
Well, they're being super secretive about everything, so I won't be surprised. It is quite expected out of them.
Yeah, it is.
Open quite a lot.
Yeah, and Sebastian Vettel, Kimi Raikkonen combination with a good car, that's really hard to beat, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking forward for that.
Moving on to Red Bull. Okay, Red Bull. What do you call this car? This car is perhaps the least complex of the top three team cars.
Well, I don't think it'll do quite good this season. Honestly, because there are better cars.
This is an Adrian Newey car. Here's the secret behind this. Like, Adrian Newey is a wizard of aerodynamics. This guy, he doesn't put anything on the car which does not perform absolutely excellently. Okay, so here's what the grid has been talking about, that they most probably have more parts coming into Australia. They didn't reveal anything in testing like Mercedes. They have more parts coming in for Australia, and this car could challenge for the championship because they got
Max Verstappen
and the smiling assassin Daniel Ricciardo.
I believe Max Verstappen would do good if this car is as good as you say.
Yeah,
because that guy just wants to take over.
Okay, look at the front nose bit. It's revolutionary. This is Adrian Newey design. This is something which is...
It looks nice. Yeah. I like that car because of the red and colors, red, yellow,
but
and
they
black.
Have they just don't have a less complex car to deal with right now. They also have a Renault engine reliability problem. So we're going to talk about the Renault engine reliability in the Renault bit because it's more significant over there. But there are things which about this car, like the raised gearbox, which has raised the rear diffuser to give more airflow over there. That has been a significant change, significant change. Now, let's move on to the bane of our existence, Force India.
Oh, God. This is my favorite part.
Okay, let's first let me talk about the car, what I saw in testing. It's a rethought package, completely rethought package, rather than an evolution of a car. They don't have a, you know, media blackout going on, but it's very close to it. They're keeping themselves under the radar, not talking about their performance. They're putting their testing schedule significantly, having their three drivers perform all throughout testing, not pushing the car too much. And they, they quietly went about with their test without raising any flags, which raises a lot of flags because did they just sandbag just like Mercedes? Because they did not perform to their peak performance. They never put in these fast laps. So did they? And did they just turn their car into pink?
Yes, they did. Oh, God. Well, they're celebrating women around the world.
No, it's...
I just like to think like that because that's the only reason you can live with that car.
So did
that Hulk. Looks horrendous.
Hulkenberg has had some choice words to say. Hey, Hulk, you wear yellow pants. Go away.
They should wear pink pants.
Okay.
I really think so.
The reason why they turned the car into pink is because they took on a new sponsor, water technology specialist BWT, as a major sponsor. The deal will be worth between £12 million to £16 million.
I would turn my everything into that Pink Panther pink for that much money.
They need the money. They need the money to stay.
I'm surprised Malia's hair are not pink like that. That would have been nice.
Okay, let's move on to the old-fashioned white Williams.
Well, this is boring, you know. What
now it's becoming
that?
Boring, right?
Yeah, we have pink, we have orange,
we
have
sparkling pink.
We have
Williams?
Startling
pink, just like pink. A F1.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Startling pink and orange and yellow bands. We have yellow bands. So what is that?
What
white Rexona?
Yeah.
It just reminds me of bad
B.O.
No, bad baths also. Their soaps are bad.
Okay. It's a simple package. It is very fast. Will be competitive in the first few races without any new updates. When it reaches Europe, Williams starts falling apart. I think it'll start falling apart even sooner because the car looks basically simple. It is fast, and they have Felipe Massa, who's old. Well, I can't put it any better.
Well, we can just say there is no good news happening there. So let's move on.
And then there is Lance Stroll, who all around testing kept crashing the car. So
no good thing happening.
So looks like Williams is in deep doo-doo.
Quietly, let's go to the next car.
Actually, you know what, Epsa? We can't because we reached the end of part one. Reminding you people, please subscribe to us and do tune into this show anywhere at Audioboom, iTunes or YouTube. This has been F1 Testing Report Part 1. We'll see you next time.